when I was in India, I stayed with this family in a town called Jabalpur, a city, and I used to take one of their bicycles and go for a ride. So one day I was riding along, and there was a whole group of children right by the street. Well, they saw that I was a white guy, and there weren't many white people around there. So they all came over, and so I stopped and was talking to them. And a nun came up, and I can't remember the order, but all those children were the children of lepers that were in a colony next door. And when the babies were born, they would take the babies away so they didn't contract leprosy. And the nuns, they were from Wales, they raised the children, schooled them. And so I visited with her, and she asked me what I was doing. I said I was just traveling around the world and playing the guitar. And she said, "Oh, would you come and play for the children?" I said, "Sure." So, I don't know, in a day or two, I went back and sang for them. And so I went back maybe twice. And then they said, "Well, you have to come next weekend because it's a special day." And so I went back, and it was family day, which meant that if their parents were not contagious, if they had the disease had run its course and they were not contagious, then they got to spend time with their children. But also the sister took me to meet all the children's parents. So, I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. The leprosy had just eaten these people up and they would want to shake your hand, you know. Well, they had no fingers, it'd just be a stub. So I'd shake them, but, you know, I knew in my mind that they weren't contagious because they told me they weren't. But, oh, it was just such dreadful. It would dissolve the bones in their sinuses, in their face, and then their mouth would just turn inside like that, so their teeth are just sticking up like that. And they just wanted to touch you, and they wanted to tell you, you know, just have contact. And I mean, it was a tough trip. They were really nice, but it was all I could do to just get through it. But the sisters were so nice, and they were sacrificing or spending their life taking care of these children. So then one of the girls that were either in the school, they may have been friends of the daughter of the family that I lived with, they asked me if I would come to their school. And there were 600 teenage girls in this school. So they have a guard, and it's a walled school. So I take my guitar and go, and the guard meets me and takes me in, and the girls only want to hear Elvis songs, which I knew about two Elvis songs, which were really pretty bad. But they just loved it. They thought it was the most wonderful thing. So I had a really good time. I mean, I just met so many nice people, and everyone was good to me. I had almost no trouble. I got in a fight in a bus in Iran, but
tell them that story.